The council heard at its first meeting this month from groups hoping to keep funding intact for various community services included in the manager's recommended budget. And the discussion continued this week on the $2 million that's slated to go to community services, including the local school district. John Haverlick, who recently resigned his seat on the council to apply for the city manager's job, urged the council to consider some reductions in community service spending. He suggested less funding for mental health services and the local school district, as well as a loan for the Children's Center instead of a grant.
You know, people expect if you give it to them once, they're automatically going to get that all the time. And I really don't think we can afford that. And looking at all the other bond issues and all the property you're looking at purchasing, yeah, I'm not that excited about doing that either, but, you know, we're easily going to be looking at a couple mills increase. Yeah, I think this is a pretty tough time to try to afford all those things.
At just over $2 million, the community service funding makes up nearly one quarter of the general fund of the city budget, which is funded mainly by local property and sales taxes and state revenue. The bulk of that $2 million this year, $1.8 million, is paid to the school district, a decision the council already made at its first meeting this month. Parent Liz Cabrera made the case for the one-time funding request from the Petersburg Children's Center.
My husband and I don't have family here in town, so having adequate child care is incredibly important to us. You know, I don't know how we'd make it work without the Children's Center. And knowing a lot of the families that bring their kids there, it's a lot of, at least they are, young professionals in town. So it's a really important service. It makes it possible for us to live here, really.
The Children's Center asked for the money this year to help pay for over $18,000 in remaining unpaid back taxes and insurance costs after the center's former director was indicted for theft, falsifying records, and forgery earlier this year. Counselor Sue Flint said she had her kids at the Children's Center 30 years ago and agreed it was a long-time community service, but suggested reduced funding.
We all know that they had a loss of $50,000 in payroll taxes somewhere, and the community has stepped up big time and provided $29,000 with fundraisers and grants, and I think that's pretty remarkable. And I would like to leave a little bit of room for restitution and also for a little negotiation with the IRS, because that hasn't been done yet. They're still on a waiting list. So my amendment would be to decrease it from $25,000 to $15,000.
That amendment passed unanimously. The only other proposed amendment came from Dan Hickman, who suggested cutting the $50,000 grant to Petersburg Mental Health Services. No one else on the council seconded that proposal. Overall, the budget outlines spending in the general fund of just over $8.7 million, a reduction of more than $250,000 from the current year. However, the budget does not include any increased costs from a new contract with the bulk of city employees if the city and employees are able to agree on a new pact, nor does it include increases in health insurance costs, which are expected. The spending plan does anticipate some large capital projects in the upcoming year, among them the beginning of the move of the Power and Light Department to Scow Bay. Councillor Flint pointed out that the capital projects would still come back to the City Council in the upcoming year.
That is something that will have to come again to Council for discussion. Just because it's in here doesn't mean it happens. They still have to come and present their case and negotiate, and then we will be looking at that again. I just kind of wanted to make that clear to council and the community.
Other capital projects anticipated in the upcoming year are the completion of the new fire hall, improving the water treatment plant, construction of a new library, rebuilding Birch Street, and other road and utility work. The council passed the amended budget unanimously. Councillor Mark Jensen was excused from the meeting. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.